Well, Paddy, we're here in the Sneem Hotel, and all the great cyclists from the 50s and the 60s are gathered here from all over Ireland, and particularly the Kerry lads. You were one of the committee that started the whole thing. What put it into your head about bringing all these great cyclists together?
Well, we should all come abroad from a programme of your own. You were talking about one of our great footballers, John Egan, and how the football team of the time never had to get together. I think it was in Terrace Talk, wasn't it? Yeah. As far as I recollect. And, you know, I listened to the programme intensely and I thought what she's talking about makes a lot of sense to me. And what's wrong with the cycling boys of the 50s and 60s that we couldn't have a get-together? And it all started from that. I wrote a letter to Jean Mangan and Jean thought it was a great idea. I got in touch with my friends Sean O'Connor and Eddie Lacey. We meet regularly and they thought it was a great idea. We came to the Sneem Hotel and met Lou. And, of course, from a commercial point of view, he thought it was a great idea as well. But how would we go about it? It all went from there. But fair dues to you anyway. The first thought I got was from you, Vichy, and that programme. You might remember it, do you?
Indeed. And you decided then to bring them together for a few days?
Oh, from the very start, we decided, I suppose I was the driving force. I said, well, one day is no good, even though there was a lot of them came yesterday and they had to go for various family reasons and business reasons and everything. They're not here this evening, but they did come yesterday. But I thought, for a get-together like this, 40, 50, 60 lads and meeting each other and talking to each other, it's going to take a long, long time.
And you hadn't met for 30 and 40 years, most of you?
Not at all. That is quite true. In fact, Tommy Flanagan is here, and there's a friend of his within the Cycling the Mead team in 56. And believe it or not, they hadn't met for 25 years. And I'll tell you a story about Tommy Flanagan. After the Rosses and after we came back from Melbourne and the whole lot then back in 56, I emigrated and I went to England. And Tommy Flanagan went to America. And we had not any contact with each other. But about 6 or 8 years ago, we were going, my wife Joan and myself, we were going to Belfast, in fact. And we normally went to Dublin if we were going to Belfast and we take the motorway up. But on this occasion, I said to Joan and Nina, look, we'll go in the Midlands for no unknown reason at all, in through Mullingar and Birr, cross Navan, and we'll pick up the motorway for Belfast. Fine. And we're talking along anyway, and somewhere along after Birr, around Navan somewhere, there was a fella on a bicycle cycling. And I looked in my mirror after passing him, and I said to Joan, that's the fella that was in Melbourne with me.
Yeah.
And she said, and do you want to stop and say hello to him? I said, hang on a minute. And I went on a bit further and I pulled over and I got out and I flagged him down. And he said, Jesus, Paddy, where did you come from? It was amazing to think after 50 years that we hadn't seen each other.
Yeah. And you saw him in the rear mirror.
And I saw him, yes. And now, there was one difference, all right. I remembered him as a grand-looking young fella with a big head of bushy black curly hair. No, he was an old man with no hair half his head. So, but it was a great meeting. We met a couple of times since.
Rattle off our share of names who are here today, Paddy, now.
Oh, you had a great Mixie Palmer from Mayo. Mixie was a great man. A big track man. He cycled in Kerry day out in Tralee back in the 50s. Great rider. You had Pat Hickey, you had Dennis O'Connor. It'd be hard for me to ring them all off the top of my head. I'll do my best.
Yeah, yeah.
The great Jean Mangan, of course.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacey, Sean O'Connor. You had Jerry Keogh, one of the great Dublin riders. And I'd say, I won't tell you his age, but he's well into the after, going up for 90. Would you believe that? And he won the stage into Cork in 55. Yeah. He's here. Finbar Healy from Cork. You have...
And it couldn't go on without Mick Murphy, the Ironman.
Mick Murphy, yes, absolutely. And Mick is looking impeccable in his new shirt and tie.
Yeah.
He's in great form, and we had some great chats.
And I was delighted to meet your brother, Tom, who's recovering after an illness, and he's going to be fit and well again. Great to see him here with his son.
Tom is in great form now, and I'm delighted that he came. Yeah. You know, he has won over on me, and it's like this. It must have been in the 50s sometime. You had a Ross Kerry starting in Killarney and going around the ring of Kerry. And you wouldn't believe it. He was the first Kerry man into Killarney because I had a crash, I suppose, that, isn't it? And he got a trophy for it. I think he's the only one he has.
You're a Lisbon man, of course, the same as the late Liam Higgins. Liam was always talking about you. What year did you win the Ross again?
1956. Liam was a great friend of mine. Yeah. Old sparring partner, footballer, the unbelievable altogether, Liam. We were great pals. Yeah. And I must say, the best game a football that Liam ever played in Croke Park was against Mayo. It was the league final. And usually Liam would hit the corner flag with the ball. But on this occasion, he could kick the ball over the bar from the corner flag. He didn't miss a thing. Kerry won, no doubt.
And we're here in the Steam Hotel, Louis Moriarty's. It's a fabulous hotel. You're getting top-class attention. Lovely place, lovely setting.
Unbelievable. And Lou has been brilliant to us. He really has now. And he gave us a real first-class accommodation and great rates for all the gang. And they're really overjoyed with it.
Yeah. It's amazing, Paddy, when you think of it, when you'll break up here again, all this group will never, ever again be together. And it has been a great success.
It has absolutely been a great success. Somebody said, well, take all their names and address and we'll get together again. Unfortunately, I'm not going to all the names that have passed away that are no longer with us. All great lads. We had great fun. We were bitter enemies on the road, but we were great friends, if you know what I mean.
Now, do you know what I must get you to do for me now as we're finishing up? Your friend from Melbourne, Tommy Flanagan. Is that his name?
Tommy Flanagan.
Tommy Flanagan. I'd love to meet him and do a little interview with him for Terrace Talk.
Thank you very much, Weesey. I will get hold of him for you.
Lovely, Paddy. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.